I'm Steve Potter, and coming up on Cityscape, we preview this year's St. Louis International Film Festival. This weekend, the Dance Theater of Harlem performs as part of Dance St. Louis's fall season. In addition to performing, the company is doing a three-week educational residency in area schools, including the Normandy School District. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold talked with teaching artist Thera Ward. For the last couple of weeks, she's used dance to teach Normandy High School students the history of the African diaspora.
Arms in preparation. Arms first, open side, time, dip.
My name is Thera Ward. I'm a teaching artist with Dance Theater of Harlem, and we're here doing the diaspora curriculum.
And how did you initially get involved in this project?
The diaspora or the Dance St. Louis bringing us here?
First one, then the other.
Okay. Well, I'm a former dancer with Dance Theater of Harlem. I danced with the company from 1977 until 1988. Then I went on to do musical theater. And in my journey, I became curious about my African-American history. And I just happened to come back to dance theater when they were regrouping after their eight-year hiatus. And so it was wonderful to be able to look at Dance Theater of Harlem in terms of history. And I realized that Arthur Mitchell gave us so much in training us for the world stage. And I said, well, he's very specific about things. What made him that way? And then we started looking at the sensibilities of the Harlem Renaissance, that Dance Theater of Harlem came about during the Civil Rights Movement, and then we have these new dancers coming up in the midst of hip-hop. And so ideas started churning from there, and that's, you know, part of how the diaspora curriculum developed.
And then how did you end up doing that curriculum here in Normandy?
Wow. Well, Janet Brown, the powerhouse at Dance St. Louis, asked Dance Theater of Harlem to come. And before all the things started happening here in this area, she'd already asked us to come and do the civil rights, the black power, and the hip-hop sections of the diaspora curriculum.
And how do you see that connecting to current events now? Do you try and address those through the dance and through your program here?
Yes. But the main thing is for young people to understand history, how they connect to history, how history connects to them, their culture, their community, but also how the arts can be used as a powerful tool to express yourself. And that's what they're discovering. It is amazing watching these young people learn ballet and also connecting culturally.
The Great Migration with us. People taking people from Africa for slavery in America.
We start the diaspora in Africa in an African village. They go through the whole experience of being ripped from their community to, you know, be a part of slavery. We talk about the emancipation, the Great Migration, the Harlem Renaissance, civil rights, the Black Power movement, and hip-hop. We're somewhere in civil rights right now. So we didn't plan it this way, that all these things would be happening in this area. But it's wonderful to be here at this time where the young people have something positive to focus on, and they are flourishing.
How do you apply these really difficult, broad, historical questions and moments to dance?
Well, Dance Theater of Harlem allows us the opportunity to do that as a great springboard, because Dance Theater of Harlem often found itself in the middle of historic situations. You know, we go through the basic development of technique. We look at technique historically, but we also look at the impact of dance culturally and in its historic context. So they just connect. That's just how it is.
And could you describe what the students are like when they first show up for the first session?
I'm smiling right now because they looked at me like I was a creature from another planet, but they were really, really open and excited because they had heard about Dance Theater of Harlem, and they wanted to know more. They didn't have a lot of information, but they wanted to know more. And trying to teach ballet the first day was like, oh, you're trying to kill us. But they pressed through, and I am so excited to watch them learn.
What's it like to actually watch them grow and become more equipped to handle the curriculum?
I have to say it helps to get me up in the morning because you see all the building blocks. You get to see how the curriculum is designed, but you also get to see how they're taking the information and they're making it their own. And that's exciting.
How do you distill, like, the intense training that you yourself already have into a program like this for students?
What has been really intriguing and interesting for me to do this particular curriculum at this time is Arthur Mitchell trained us in leadership. You know, even though we were learning how to dance, he trained us how to be on the world stage and how to interact with people all over the world in different phases and stages of life. And so as I'm working with these young people who have raw talent, and they have such a sense of community when they dance together, it takes me back to what Arthur Mitchell must have seen and experienced when he worked with the young people in Harlem, giving them an opportunity to study ballet for the first time.
What keeps you motivated in coming back to this sort of work?
Wow. What keeps me motivated in coming back to this kind of work is when the young people keep pulling more from you. They take it, they synthesize it, and then they give it back to you with what's relevant to them. And they're excited. And I think in this particular situation, when you see the young men one of the young men said, you know, it's difficult to be a gentleman in our community. I said, but you press through anyway and look at where it's gotten you. He's like, wow, Miss Ward, you're right. So those kind of comments, or one of the young ladies, the first day said, when we were learning the positions of the feet, basic, and we were learning passes and tendus, and she says, oh man, I could use this for cheerleading. It just makes it worthwhile.
Do you expect that students will take some of what they learn here and then put it back into other elements of dance like hip-hop or cheerleading? And how do you try and make that something that students recognize as a possibility?
Ooh, well, I see them doing it already. Without it being a big production, they just naturally took the information in and began to use it. So it didn't take them long. It just happened.
In the curriculum, you provide students with, like, a dance journal. And how do you think that something like that can benefit students as well?
Well, we look at the historical context that they're creating the movement around. And so we talk about these historical movements as we go through. So as they're creating dances, they have to bring the history with them. And so one of our challenges is helping them to connect movement with history. But when they do, a lesson's been taught. A theme has been driven home kinesthetically. You know, they're able to move it out as opposed to just learning it mentally.
What's one story that you felt that stands out about your experience teaching here?
Well, yesterday we began to introduce the civil rights message. And the civil rights movement is important in regard to Dance Theater of Harlem history. But it's also very relevant as to what these young people are waiting to hear in the next couple of days. So they did the movements. Everyone had to give words on our word wall related to the civil rights movement. And they had some great words. And then they had to translate their word into a movement. And we put on James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. So they liked the beat. But when we went over and discussed the lyrics about what he was saying, it was like a light bulb went off. So we'll see what happens today when we review to see if there's more of a connection that's been made. But they get it. They get it.
That's Dance Theater of Harlem's Thera Ward talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold. Dance Theater of Harlem performs tonight at 8 and tomorrow at 2 and at 8. In the Two Hill Performing Arts Center as part of Dance St. Louis's 2014-2015 season. More information is available on our website, stlpublicradio.org. Coming up next, the St. Louis International Film Festival, but first, from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom. A federal judge has ruled Missouri's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional in the latest legal victory for gay couples in the state. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster said he'll appeal today's ruling by U.S. District Judge Ordie D. Smith to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Justice Department's Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services is hosting a training session in St. Louis County today to help officers better interact with their communities, an issue that has come to the forefront in the region since 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a Ferguson officer in August. And a development company has purchased the site of the former Chrysler plant in Fenton with plans to put a business park on the property. Clayton-based KP Development will develop Fenton Logistics Park. Officials are planning to have 2.5 million square feet of industrial, distribution, and office space in place within 5 years, potentially creating 1,500 jobs. You can learn more about these and other stories this afternoon on St. Louis Public Radio and throughout the day at stlpublicradio.org. This is St. Louis Public Radio.